Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus. First reading will be taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, 13 to 14. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 97. Second reading will be taken from St. Peter's second letter, chapter 1, verses 16 to 19. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's gospel, chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. The theme of our reflection this Sunday of the transfiguration of our Lord is, do not underestimate His already given glory. Yes, my brother, my sister, we know that life is hard. Hence, we easily give in to fear and anxiety. And when we become insecure in life, we are willing to worship any god with fast-acting painkillers of life. In other words, we take matters into our own hands because we think God's plan for us is unknown. Besides, we are advised to act on our own by those who claim that God does not exist, because no true God would permit chaos or war in His domain. However, the secularists concur that God does exist, but He wants us to take charge of our own lives. And those who claim to be in control of their own lives have become skeptical and lonely because they think that God's glory is distant. Thus, my brother, my sister, in the face of the weakness of good and the apparent power of evil, we underestimate the power and glory of the Lord, and we fail to note the tenacious presence of God who unfolded in Christ Jesus His promises and plans, revealed in every detail of our life activities. In other words, my brother, my sister, whether we see it, believe it or not, the Lord is committed to the transformation of our lives. And that promise of care and commitment is not dependent on our understanding of His greater strategy and perfect plan for our happiness. However, based on the visions and testimonies of those privileged to perceive and attain an understanding of God's sublime glory and majesty, we are convinced as children of God that the Lord is aware of the validity of our unbelief, fears, insecurity, and skepticism. However, we believe that the Lord has worked out our greatest good, our redemption and happiness, in the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. For that reason, we believe that we are not alone in this dark world of sin, because the beloved Son of Man, conferred with sovereignty, glory, and kingship in Daniel's vision, stands with us today, and He tells us in the gospel to remain standing with Him and not to be afraid, because we are in the company of Moses, Elijah, and all the saints in the triumphant church. They are with us in this world, and we, with them, can conquer our challenges. Thus, like Peter, James, and John, who witnessed the glory and majesty of our Lord Jesus on the high mountain, let us draw near to the Lord's mountain of grace, especially before His blessed sacrament, where he buries the solutions to our problems, discovered by those prepared to encounter the revelation of God's glory and transfiguration of their lives. Yes, my brother, my sister, transfiguration is a radical transformation experienced by those willing and prepared to listen to the Lord, willing and prepared to rise from their comfort zones of pain and worry, and willing and ready to make a difference in their lives and communities. Since our ultimate good has been revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord, then we must stop the nagging and concentrate on making life solvable, bearable, and livable. Our felt needs, my brothers, my sisters, are not greater than God's greatest good for us in Christ Jesus. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.